But, okay. You can hear the question, and you can bounce it so people can hear it.
So, I had a question about whether Buffalo Rams, particularly whether what you thought about Neil Young and Bill Murray's performances in that movie.
Anybody hear this? What did you think?
The question was where the Buffalo Rams, what he thought of Neil Young's performance and Bill Murray's in the movie.
That sort of adds to me what I think about Duisburg. Bill's an old friend, and it's a miracle he still is. they heard me. They bought a short story from me, and then turned it into a movie. And then they hired me to cure it, rewrite it. Which I went down there and sort of lived with Bill for a few months while we rewrote the beginning and the end, put it on film. I have a whole different film at home. It turned out that they were just humoring us. And it was stupid, it was a cartoon. And yeah, I had a role, which was to, I wander around the lot in a 450 red Mercedes and a pickaxe and slamming it through floors and I was humored, more or less. And so was Murray. They knew what they wanted. It was a bad script, a silly film. And I never have seen the finished version.
What about Neil Young?
I never talked to Neil. I like Neil Young. I really, he's one of the, he's one of us. But I didn't like the, I'm not sure we even got Neil Young to do that. That's that music in Buffalo. Yeah. I'll defend Neil Young to the death, but or his right to do anything he wants, but not in my backyard, one of those things. And it was an embarrassing thing. Christ, imagine how it feels to wander around the comic strip, a movie, and now NBC is planning some goddamn insane series in the fall about what happens when I become the mayor of Aspen. Holy shit. Yeah, I think so. They're casting it. I'm planning a massive lawsuit against them. That's pretty tricky, you know, when the, not just the laws, but our whole concept of laws is changing the Constitution. And libel is weird because once you're a public figure, it's hard to argue. Like George Bush can't argue when I say that I saw him on Pennsylvania Avenue the other night stopping and sucking the breath out of a dying cat. You try writing a book about the vice president. I was so convinced that Bush was the most beatable. He was the worst candidate, the weakest candidate I'd ever seen until I saw Dukakis. But I was confident enough that he was guilty in the Iran-Contra situation. I still am. Yeah, he's so guilty that if he put it on one shoulder, he couldn't walk, he'd fall sideways. But he got away with that. And he's got away with a lot of things. But it didn't occur to me that the Democrats would go into the tank and put up a candidate who's, what the first thing his wife does is call a press conference and announce that she's a raving drunk, a speed freak, and barely able to control herself. Yeah, here's a woman who for 26 years had been married to the governor of Massachusetts, then successful governor, program, state, three beautiful children, married to a man, and in every way successful, running for president. And, you know, they say the world was her oyster, that sort of thing. Wow, instantly. And she got into wood alcohol. Yeah, you couldn't do any more to go belly up in public when the Democrats did. And, well, their ticket for 92 now, the among the party pros, these swine, these goddamn, well, back alley hacks run the Democratic Party, and actually they can win everything except the presidency. They have all the state offices, they have Congress, the state chairman, local kind of county caucus people, their job is secure. And they've abandoned the White House.
What do you think of Doug Wilder?
Well, as governor or as a candidate?
As a candidate.
Well, compared to what? That's the, I'm being serious now. We're looking at an opposition party in a democracy. You do need, there has to be some competition. And the Democrats have given up. So Wilder as a decoy, like Dukakis was, well, the party pros now, the betting is it'll be Benson, Lloyd Benson from Texas, that wretched, degenerate crook. And Jesse Jackson, who I like Jesse. He's one of the few people around the Democratic Party who understands that politics really is the art of participating and controlling your environment. Doug Wilder, I like him. But he's not going to be president. He's not going to win.